Hello and welcome everyone to another exciting episode of the League of Mediocre Gentlemen. It has been about a month, maybe more, since our last episode, and I wanted to get this one out much sooner. This was recorded on February 8th. We were doing a mock draft, and with special guests from the Level Up podcast, Joey, and from our previous podcast, the Waiver Trolls podcast, James Swindell. But my graphics card for my computer completely died, and I no longer was able to see what I was doing on it. Almost immediately after this thing was recorded, the graphics card just dropped and failed on me. And then after that, I got sick, and it has just been a terrible month for me in terms of trying to get anything done. So everything's finally back in order. I'm healthy. My computer's actually working again. So I want to put this podcast out anyway. However, as you will find out almost immediately, Bryce Harper and Manny Machado have now both signed. When this podcast was recorded, they both were not signed. So I don't think it's going to actually change anything in terms of us doing a mock draft. But, you know, keep that in mind. When Manny Machado hasn't been drafted for a certain amount of rounds, you'll know why, because people were probably still thinking weird thoughts about him not being signed, even though they probably shouldn't. So, anyway, guys, I hope you'll at least enjoy this episode. Things were kind of chaotic because five people on a Discord is really weird kind of a concept to do, for especially in a mock draft setting, but I hope you guys will at least bear with it and have some fun listening to it, because we certainly had fun doing it, even if it was a lot of chaos and just goofiness. But I will now return you all to the previously recorded episode of the League of Mediocre Gentlemen Mock Draft 2019.
February 8th, and Manny Machado and Bryce Harper have not signed yet, and I am sad.
Come here, belt bitch. Come hither.
50 seconds.
Hold on. I got to turn on my video as belt bitch does her thing.
I don't like where this is going.
Oh, no.
All right, here we go.
No!
Right,
so no!
Come hither, belt bitch.
No. This is better than I thought this was going to be.
Jesus.
Stop this.
I hate you. I'm going to make it.
I hate you so much. Jesus Christ.
You gotta put it lower. Lower.
That's been in the bathroom with me, Pat.
You realize that's... I've had that on naked, Patrick.
No! I was just kidding. I don't want to hear these things.
I have worn that naked.
I hope you've worn this naked. I want my penis to be as close to your naked body as possible.
Stop this.
As I violate the shininess of
hey,
my
Joey,
girdle.
How you doing there, Joey?
Yeah, this is taking quite the turn.
Oh, all right, is it on? Dear. Oh, it feels like winning. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby.
Brooke, what are you doing? You stop it.
You know they can see you.
Yeah, I know.
Stop
point.
It. Go away.
Oh, now I need to go away.
Yeah, because Belt Bitch's job is over. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, my gosh.
I like that sweater.
If Brooke wins...
Yeah, I like it, too.
If Brooke wins, does this mean that, Patrick, you are promoted to belt bitch?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Or demoted? I don't know what the the order of chain of command is on that.
All right.
Okay, do we
oh,
enter this
I will learn room? How to sit comfortably. Oh,
yes, sir.
Sweet.
Seriously, oh, though, there's, like, no draft room. It's just the waiting room area, I guess.
Wait, enter the draft.
Where does it say that?
Right next Top to right. where it says the draft has started. Oh, now there's an ad. It
there's
starts
ads?
In 2 minutes.
We got 2 minutes, guys. Grab your bottles of booze.
I don't have bottles of... Well, I do have a bottle of booze.
All right, so we're turning it. Off the camera. There we go. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. I'm ready to start recording when you are.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, we have James back. Yep.
Yes, we can hear you.
I can hear you. How
I had to take a phone call.
Did you see the presentation of the belt?
I saw the presentation of the belt.
I'm sorry you had to see that.
Acknowledge it. It might not exist, but okay. You have forced me to acknowledge it.
It was great.
I like that my team name is just To Beat.
I always love these things because these drafts are never anything like our drafts because half the best players are already taken in our drafts.
Well, right? Yeah. But it's good to kind of get a feel of where everything's at. Oh, man, they have not edited the ranking for Francisco Lindor.
Well, why is Francisco Lindor day-to-day?
Oh, man, you didn't hear? Oh, man, he's 7 to 9 weeks, like, out now.
What
is he on the injured list?
The calf, he's the got right, a... the right calf strain.
Ooh, that's not good. He's
right calf strain.
I'm surprised he's in fourth still. Like, I thought that they would have...
expected to be sidelined 7 to 9 weeks. Status for opening day is now in doubt. All-star shortstop is on track to miss all of spring training as a 7-week recovery would have him return at the end of March. Ooh, that's super bad for his stolen base prospects.
Yeah,
like super bad. Calf strain's like really bad for explosiveness.
So essentially what you're saying is that this doesn't fucking matter at all because he's going to come back in the middle of March.
I mean, no, it absolutely matters. It's definitely the kind of thing that would linger and affect his stolen base numbers.
It's almost like you know that we're recording now, and so you're just intentionally trying to add in value to things that don't matter.
I have popped the bottle.
Wow. You know what, Patrick?
You know who I want? I want Trey Turner in the first round. That's what I want.
I can't swear as much because our Lord and Savior Joey is on the actual cast. So
I don't know if we need to go to
much.
That length.
You can PG-13 it, where like you know
this
you
whole,
save
this
you,
whole
you get,
thing.
All
you
know is that Joey totally doesn't listen to the podcast if he
Flibbity
thinks
gibbets.
That something. You know.
Flibbity gibbets.
Snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle.
You have to turn on your Ned Flanders.
Here we go. All right.
Oh, are we doing it?
We're doing it.
Bittner. Oh, what's happening? Okay, Trout.
I should do the introduction. Guys, I'm such a terrible host, but welcome everyone to another episode of League of Mediocre Gentlemen. We are doing our mock draft tonight. With me, as always, is my co-host Ian Shaw.
Yeah, second in line. Woohoo!
And Patrick Weaver.
Hey.
And guesting today, anyone who has never listened to our old podcast, James Swindell.
What's up?
Gary Sanchez taking a second overall.
That's awful.
What is happening? Who did that?
One literally could have picked Mookie Betts, and they did not.
Oh, man. Hang on.
He picked Gary Sanchez. Well, so how many people do you think...
Last guest. guesting from the Level Up podcast. It's Joey McDermott. How you doing?
Thank you.
Oh, with the voice for radio. I mean, just listen to that, like molasses.
I admit that might have been one of the strong reasons of inviting him onto the show.
Oh my gosh.
Gosh, it's like the Vin Scully of esports.
Okay, so what am I here? Pick five.
Man,
we're putting way too much
options here.
Ramirez here.
Yeah.
I might reach for Arenado or Scherzer there.
I went with Betts as the first one since somebody was gracious enough to
Gary
drop
Sanchez.
It.
See, so how many people do you think just go in and out of these mock draft lobbies every 5 minutes, try to get the first pick just so they can pick Mike Trout and then immediately leave?
Oh, I mean, a bunch of people leave after like the second or third round.
Oh, of course. But I'm talking like first pick Mike Trout, leave.
I'm assuming they have no life if they do.
Yeah, man, and your emails you're going to get from all those drafts that you back out.
What do you think about
Scherzer
about
went off
life
at seven. So
Pat, Lindor's gone too.
Pat, I see that
DeGrom,
you went with JD Martinez.
Wow, someone picked DeGrom as the second pitcher.
It's a run on pitchers. Uh-oh.
So that makes my
it was between Tim Tebow and Max Scherzer.
Because that means I get Arenado at pick 9, which is like the easiest yes ever. So.
Are you telling me you wouldn't pick Trey
anyone,
Turner there?
Yeah, why isn't anyone take Trey Turner? What happened to it?
Richard, you know that I like reliable power in the first round.
That's true, but yeah, okay.
I mean, who wouldn't want a 270 hitting shortstop in
so
the first round?
So there goes Sale, and there goes Yelich. So Sale and Scherzer are off the board, so the next best pitcher isn't until Kluber. So do I pick Kluber here?
He's not very good.
Hey.
So.
Wait, there's Kershaw.
So
right
do
there.
I get Kluber here, or do I take Machado?
Wait, why is Kershaw ranked so low than Kluber? I know he had a
because he had a
year.
Are you Shawsome? I assume.
Yeah. So this is actually an interesting question, right? Because like you either do Kluber.
I would pick Aaron Nola here, Ian. I'd pick Aaron Nola.
That seems like a good middle, like to average the two, because you kind of have the kind of the same stats that Kluber would have, but like it's not got that weird Kluber injury.
I don't know that I want.
I would 100% pick Nola here. Well, it's because you don't have another pick for another like 24 picks or
that's
whatever.
That's the thing. The ace pitcher market really warps your strategy here. I'll pick Nola. See how this goes.
There's a couple guys that I'm going to pick.
But that's the thing. I passed on Machado and Trey Turner for Nola. So
like, Machado's a big dick.
Yeah, but that big dick hits homers.
So I was going to go for Altuve. That stinks.
Tactics
that
wise,
been a good one, James.
How important do you guys think it is to get an ace pitcher in the first two rounds or three rounds?
I think it's insanely important.
I think it's important at least in the second round. I usually like to go for a bat in the first round if I can.
I think first two rounds of bats, unless there's a huge run on pitchers, first two rounds of bats make it way easier for you.
Come by.
Oh, I'm so torn.
If you fucking choose Trey Turner, I'm going to murder you.
Oh, I'm thinking
okay, no. If it was like Bittner picking Trey Turner, where he's at the end.
No, the bird guy, the auto guy, is going to pick Trey Turner.
I'm going to do this, and y'all are going to hate me.
There is no hate.
Why would I hate you?
It's just he's mimicking his own team, which means that I can now get
James. Like the only reason I'd hate you is because you're getting all your incompetence out here rather than our draft.
But this is exactly like his draft. Oh,
no. He's got Max Scherzer and now Trey Turner. He just needs a guy with bigger home runs. And
He did pick Stan.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay. I thought you guys said that he picked Turner. He did not.
Oh, I wanted.
Yeah,
I wanted
guy auto
your turn to pick Baez.
All right, here it is.
I can't believe Machado is still on the board. Why is Machado still on the board?
Because Machado's a huge dick and he can go die.
Doesn't matter.
He's also a free agent, so there's that.
So that shouldn't matter either.
According to this, he is on the Dodgers. Okay.
Yeah, he's. I guess.
And he plays shortstop. You just shut your whore mouth.
Oh, I'm seriously getting gray hairs over this Machado Harper thing.
All right. Here,
you're getting gray hairs.
Not to make James feel. Well,
is really nobody going to talk about how I just take Paul Goldschmidt?
Yankees fan who already has a stacked lineup. I need this more than you do.
Okay.
Hey, James, I just want you to know that you're not alone. You may have picked Trey Turner, but I picked Alex Bregman, so.
I picked Stanton.
What do you think of Juan Soto ranked?
Who picked Turner? Oh, it was Team Barr. Oh.
It was an auto pick.
I'm super conflicted about Soto being
that. That's not bad. James, I'm fine with you picking Stanton.
Why? I'm scared that Juan Soto.
I would rather have Stanton over Paul Goldschmidt.
No, probably not, but I think...
Well, he picked him before Paul Goldschmidt.
Yeah, but that's the difference in philosophy. I don't like Stanton because of injury risk. But if you're okay with that, then you can have Stanton because he could give you big numbers in New York.
He wasn't injured last year.
Exactly.
He just sucked.
I know, he was great last year.
I would never trust
he
him.
He sucked.
He's fine.
Yadi Molina.
How does it feel to have Goldie on your team in make-believe?
Oh, it makes me so, man. I have such a hard on right now.
Hey, PG-13, you have excitement for it. Neutral excitement.
I have very neutral excitement in my loin area.
No, you don't have loins. You are
there are fruits that are growing from the tree that sprouts of my loins.
No, you are Ken Doll. You have no loins. You are just flat
is
plastic.
That, Patrick, was that Emily Dickinson?
Yes.
All right, who's next?
It was Dickens something.
Oh my god.
No, right. He is Richard in something. No, there's no Dick here.
All right. Except for
Dick. Let's see. Like Dick Van Dyke or Dick Vermeil. Wow, Verlander off the board already.
That was me.
That was Yadier Molina.
I'm really surprised you picked Verlander over Clayton Kershaw.
I'm actually upset. I forgot that there was Garrett Cole. I hate myself.
Wait, you would have picked Garrett Cole over Justin Verlander and Clayton Kershaw?
Yeah, I like the upset a lot more.
That's a terrible idea. Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't you do that?
I don't know, but Ian's really set up right now to get Blake Snell.
Garrett Cole was awesome last year.
I already have Nola. I'm not picking
Snell. Dang.
You have two picks back to back, getting a bat and a.
I know exactly who I'm going to pick.
Bryce Harper. Is it Ben Nintendo?
No, it's definitely not.
Why not? He's awesome.
I didn't say.
It's going to be Well, no. James on the clock right now. He's going to pick Juan Soto.
Oh, no. James is going to pick Juan Soto. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yes. 100%.
Yeah, that is exactly what I said. Yes.
You know what? Let's just do it. James.
Yeah, join me, James, in our fandom for players. I've got my Bregman, you got your Soto.
There you go.
Yep, there goes Harper too.
Wow, well,
easy.
What round is it?
Blackman, huh?
Easy. Yeah, round three, pick eight.
He's just so reliable.
You know who's also very reliable?
Man, our two Rockies.
Trey Turner in the first round.
I wonder if that's a problem.
I don't know. These are, man, I am.
Who do you guys like better, Chris Bryant or Carlos Correa?
Why am I going to tell
Bryant.
You?
I go Bryant.
Correa.
James is being contrarian.
Yeah, but
James, did you pick Correa?
I did. You're going to have to.
That locks me in for Bryant. That's good.
Well, let's see.
All right, so let's raise our hands here, boys and girls. How many people think that Rhys Hoskins is the 38th best player in baseball?
38th?
Yes.
Oh, geez, man, he is ranked that high. Wow, with a 246 average? No, thank you.
We're on an audio call. How can we raise our hands?
I'm now just expecting all of you to raise your hand.
What I want to know is why Jake Lamb is still on the board.
Oh, yeah.
Mark tried that before you did. So
we're never not going to try that from now until the end of time.
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
He's going to be my Mr. Irrelevant this year.
All right, so then I guess I'm rooting for the bounce back and picking Chris Bryant.
There you go.
Sweet. Now I'm done for like 5 minutes.
All right, are you ready? I can pick Noah Syndergaard and it can be my team.
Ooh, that is a terrible idea.
I could just do.
Did you have a pitcher already?
He has Scherzer, so I guess
I do. I'm at Scherzer.
Oh, I guess you can afford to take the risk. Yeah. But man, is he injury risky?
But boy, that's like literally three of the four would be the team that I have already.
Man, Syndergaard, his WHIP was 1.2 last year. That's not very ace like.
Yeah, but
is this last year's numbers or is this projection?
Two. You can do 2019 projection and then...
Oh, I'm on projection, yeah.
Yeah, you can
2018 season, he had a 1.21 WHIP and a 3.03 ERA.
No, I've always...
And his strikeout rate, he only struck out... He actually struck out...
Oh, the auto pick is going to pick Benintendi. Fuck.
He had 9 Ks...
That's not a bad auto pick.
He had a 9 K per 9 rate. That's really low for Syndergaard. What the hell?
Auto pick took Snell.
Oh, no, James picked Benintendi.
Yeah, I was looking. Well, I wanted Starlin Castro, but the numbers were not Starlin Castro. Shoot, Martin. I wanted Starling Marte.
I also would have picked Starlin Castro in this round at this point.
No, I was looking at Starling Marte, and the numbers were very comparable with Benintendi. So
Marte was out last year, though, wasn't he? Was it like PEDs?
Yeah, PEDs.
No, it was. Oh wait. Maybe
I think it was PEDs. Yeah,
it was a PED suspension out at like 60 or 80 games or whatever.
Yeah, are you doubting James's knowledge of a Pittsburgh player?
Oh, I'll tell you what. I think I'm actually going
Hoskins. Oh, my God. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is ranked.
Oh, Rhys Hoskins.
I think I'm going to take him over Marte.
Hey, holy shit.
This?
Holy shit.
What mic setup do you have over there? Because it is crystal clear.
Who? You talking about me?
Yeah, Joey, you.
I run
it's because
RE3
he lives right next to you, and it's on East Coast server.
I mean, so is James, but like he doesn't come over like smooth.
But yeah,
he comes over just fine. But Joey's is like professional grade. It sounds.
I mean, I'm not gonna say this out loud, but I'm gonna say this out loud. James is just poor. Like that's.
I mean, we're all just poor except for
so
you.
Nobody
I mean,
answered my
he's
question.
Not, he's not lying.
What's your question, Ian?
Is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. really like? Good to be ranked at the
59th. No, he's not. It's way too high.
That's ridiculous.
All right, my turn.
I mean, Gleyber Torres is 51, and I think that's a little high.
All right, let's do...
Hey, Richard.
Yeah.
Hey, Richard, do you like my last pick, Richard?
Yeah, I love it. I thought you didn't like that guy, though. I thought you were being really mean about Whit Merrifield.
Richard, if you realize... who you're talking to here, you can just stop with you were being really mean.
Man, I don't know. I don't like any of these guys. If I go off the book this early, I don't like that either. Decisions.
So the only thing that really hasn't happened yet, as far as I can tell, is there's been no run on catchers.
Taking Severino.
Or relievers.
Yeah, or relievers.
Or relievers. In our league, there's always a run on a very definitive run on catchers and run on relievers.
Well, like our league starts four rounds later than most rounds would.
Patrick,
so.
It is your own fault about the freaking run on relievers, and you know it.
I'm sorry that I am a genius and all of you guys suck. Like, that's not my fault.
Well, I mean, it was a bilateral agreement between you and Ian.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on now. I did not base my entire strategy around relievers. I actually had a wonderful pitching staff.
And then you traded them all for Jose Fernandez. You're probably the reason he got jinxed.
True. That, whoa!
Wow. Whoa. Just blame me for the death of a human being.
All right.
Well, I have it on good authority that Ian stole the coke out of his evidence locker and sold it to Jose Fernandez.
I actually have photo evidence of this as well. On my smartphone. Ian parties with Jose on the weekends.
So maybe I'm just kind of jaded by these middle guys, but...
Fifth round seems like a good
Are we really thinking that Nick Castellanos is like a top 50 player?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe.
He's, I feel like he's been going since, I don't know.
I mean, I know he had a good year last year, don't get me wrong. It's just that, like, I don't know.
He's about fifth, sixth round, I would say. That sounds right. It's just weird because, like, he's done so mediocre in years before that I'm surprised to see him, like, exceeding finally. Or succeeding. Kanpai. Pat, what are you drinking tonight?
Yingling.
Ugh, you're boring.
Yo, mama.
I am drinking Taiku Japanese premium sake.
That's all I have. Oh, man, you're drinking sake?
Kanpai!
You're more Japanese than I am.
I bought this to make karage, the Japanese fried chicken, and so now I...
Oh, that sounds amazing. How is Richard a better Japanese person than me?
I mean, he watches like 18 hours of anime a day. Like,
18 hours a day, wow.
It does feel
okay,
like
that. So I got a question for everyone, for the room.
All right.
Answer.
Oh, boy.
The Daily Double.
I am looking at either Bellinger, Suarez, Bogarts, or I can go pitching.
I thought you were looking at Marte like
definitely
2 rounds ago.
Not Suarez. I'd go Bellinger for sure.
Hold on. I'd go Bogarts 100%. He's got three outfielders already.
Wait a minute.
This is the part where position scarcity doesn't matter.
What?
I don't know. Bogarts is good. I would take Bogarts.
He needs two more outfielders. It doesn't matter. Just pick the best player.
Nah.
I mean, Bellinger can flex, though, too.
If he picks Bellinger here, that's setting him up to have, like,
he does have a
backup
lot of...
shortstop from Oakland as his shortstop.
It doesn't matter.
Dan, he's got a lot of strikeout guys.
Oh, didn't listen to Ian. That's a poor strategy.
Well, he listened to the champion. I mean, I don't know what your problem is.
The one-time champion.
Yeah, yep. Three-time right here, buddy.
The most recent.
Three-time here
recent
as well.
Champion.
Richard and I have more clout, thank you.
Nah, that's not true. You know what has clout? What is currently on my dick right now.
Stop it! Thank God that's not on the video.
I'm sorry. So, sweet viewer, what he meant was that he has a small pet named Richard. He sometimes refers to it as dick.
Please stop dragging me into this.
So that is where the belt was placed. This was not at all a reference to human anatomy, and therefore it is still PG-13.
Oh, hey, so did you guys watch the well, I guess it's the second newest, like 2 weeks ago episode of Grand Tour?
I don't watch Grand Tour. I have not started this season, Patrick.
You guys suck.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm a terrible fan.
Has anyone seen the new Netflix film Polar?
No, it's on my list.
What's it about? Wait, no, I've heard something about this. Polar.
Ian, what'd you say?
I thought it looked dumb. even though I love Mads Mikkelsen, like, he is my, like, my waifu for waifu. I really thought it looked stupid.
Waifu for waifu. Wow.
It looks super entertaining.
I'm good. Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, you're
it's
fine.
Just that,
you want to pick my next player, honey?
We're still in that weird Japanese mood because we just did 2 4-hour episodes of nothing but anime. So,
all right, this is my team so far.
Switching gears
and
to baseball.
Coming up again here. Okay. So. Two pitchers.
Patrick, for, you know, I think your team should pick an Asian player.
Yeah, equal opportunity, yeah. Patrick.
What did you say? What did you say, Richard?
I think your team should pick an Asian player.
I should pick an Asian player. No, yeah. I have an Asian player, Edwin Diaz.
Oh. That's, he's Asian?
Yeah.
Somebody fact check that.
No, he's not.
He is racially ambiguous from this picture. I'll give you that.
I mean, he's about as Asian as Elizabeth Warren is Native American.
God damn it.
Oof.
Oh, gosh.
These are my friends. These are the friends I picked in life.
my anxiety.
Oh, man.
Hey, Ian, you want to hear a really funny joke?
I'm listening to one right now.
Yeah, exactly. So... before the podcast, I'm not going to say the context of this, but before the podcast,
Suarez.
Richard and I were talking about how many of our friends would vote for Bernie Sanders in the upcoming election.
Oh, jeez.
And Richard responded with, well, assuming that he's alive by then, because I mean, he's an old man. And
he's pretty old.
And so, and Richard gave me his answer, and then I responded with, well, see, the funny thing about that is I could totally see two or three of our friends voting for Bernie Sanders even if he was dead.
Oh my god. Okay, guys, I'm going second
base.
You're
not picking
here.
My player. I was lying.
Torres, or do you go Albies here?
Ooh, oh, I love Albies.
I love Albies.
But I would not fault you for Torres if you decided to do that. I just love Albies more.
I think Albies. I like Albies more too, but I do like the fact that Torres flexes.
Boom.
Well, how's like your, let me see here. Winning humbly. I mean, yeah, you don't really have a shortstop or a second base, so I can
That's
understand
why I'm kind of leaning toward Torres.
It's up to you. He's in the better ballpark, but Albies is, I think, the better player, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with Richard there.
I think I lose a lot of shortstops, though, in this next round. Do you not?
I mean, it's hard to say with the auto draft.
Of the two, second, no matter what, second base is the worst position. The shortstops aren't too bad going down. You can find something, but second
base.
Yeah,
I see a few, so I am going to go Albies, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, if you wanted second base, you could get a serviceable guy like Murphy.
Oh, and Albies. If you didn't do it, I was about to snipe him. All right. Man, now I got to make my decision.
I've got a while. All the players are going to go.
I could just about go with anything at this point, position-wise. All I have is, like... Well, Bregman may have slotted in the second shortstop, I mean, instead of third base.
I need to pour a drink.
What are you drinking?
Captain and Pepsi.
Oh, that sounds great.
That sounds good. Classic.
Guess where I get to go, guys? And I want to preface this by saying I have the best wife on the planet. Because I just finished an 11-day stint of work because Wisconsin is awful and I've had multiple days of academy canceled, and so I had to work 11 days in a row, my lovely wife saw fit to say, hey, maybe you deserve a nice fun day, so I am not only getting a professional massage in the morning, but I get to go to a whiskey distillery.
That means that the whiskey's going to go right on through your veins.
And Susan has already said she's driving. And I'm like,
wow.
I think she's a pod person impersonating my wife.
It doesn't sound like Susan.
This doesn't sound like Susan at all.
It
is
really
she the
doesn't.
One giving the massage, or is like a real professional person?
I don't know if I would be comfortable receiving a massage from Susan.
Why is that? Please tell.
She's bony.
That's just low-hanging fruit. Like... it would be really obvious. I feel like we would get into the massage, and then all of a sudden I'd feel this sharp pain in my back, and then all of it, and then like I would turn around and look, and she would be like performing acupuncture or something, and I'd be like, "What the fuck are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, it's massage." Like, no, that's not massage. You're like intentionally maiming me. And she goes, "Yeah, well, yeah, I am," and that would be it. I could totally see Susan.
I could see. I don't know about maiming, but I could see Susan just being like, "Suck it up," if like you say it hurts or whatever.
Yep. Yep.
That sounds good.
All right. So I'm surprised that this guy's still on the board, even though we poo-pooed him. But it feels like, you know, round seven seems a great time to draft Nick Castellanos.
Yeah, I like Nick Castellanos a lot.
You know what round seven is for Patrick? Does anybody know from my drafting style?
Relief pitcher number one.
Well, you haven't been watching my team.
I have not. Let's see.
he's on Craig Kimbrell, so I think he's going for number three.
Yeah, number three. You got Diaz and Kimbrell.
So he's going to reach down for who?
Anybody have a guess? I do this every year. Not exactly round seven, but round seven through nine.
Blake Treinen.
Oh, here's a reliever coming off the board. That's what that
means. I already have two relievers.
How is that possible? Did you pick Kimbrell?
Yes, and I picked Diaz.
Why is all your right, team name We Hate Asians?
Why have you just now noticed that?
All right, none of you guys get it. This is the time I pick a catcher. You guys all suck.
Oh, you took him. I just queued him up, you son of a bitch.
I'm very happy. See, this is always dumb. I always pick my catcher in like the second to last round. You guys are dumb.
Yeah, well, so I got Wilson Ramos last year, who really sucked my dick the whole year.
Ian, I just want to say that I'm done with the ulcers I get from rotating catchers in and out because they
rotating all catchers blows.
It's so bad. I'm just tired of it. This is ulcer prevention, what I'm doing.
Richard, you know that that's the correct way.
I don't want an ulcer.
It's not the correct way.
It absolutely is the correct way.
The correct way is to have a good catcher and then rotate outfielders.
I never should have traded Posey to you last year, Ian. It ruined me. Psychologically ruined me.
Oh, it ruined me too because Posey was hot dog shit last year.
I don't know. I had, I guess, like, you know, dog shit in the sun with catchers.
Whoa. This is going strangely.
Yeah.
I know you tried to take one of mine. We almost made a deal.
We almost did. I was just so desperate. I just wanted to get away from my wife.
Oh, Flaherty. He's like my guy from last year.
Are you keeping Real Muto this year, Joey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. That's why I didn't try trading with you before Thomas.
Yep, he's gonna be a keeper.
I like him. He's a good player.
Who are we talking about?
Real Muto.
Yeah.
Recently traded to the Phillies.
So who do you guys like more, Steven Strasburg or Patrick Corbin?
Corbin.
Strasburg.
Oh, I like both. Corbin.
Yeah. Richard's response is really the accurate one, but I'd say Corbin.
Do I have to pick those two? Can I skip to Tyone?
I didn't hear anything from James. Let's pretend that
Strasburg.
I value.
I said Strasburg. So you're gonna go for Corbin. I know you are.
Let's go for Corbin.
All right. Put it on the board. Who ends the year with more strikeouts, Steven Strasburg or Patrick Corbin?
Oh, definitely Corbin because Strasburg would blow out his arm like 20 games.
Yeah, well, last year was like the first time Corbin put this all together. So let's just see.
Strasburg can play a whole season. That
two picks from now, Ian is going to draft Matt Carpenter, and Matt Carpenter is going to do hot dog shit the whole year.
Oh, God,
and then he's going to play me and get seven home runs in 2 days.
Last year.
Patrick, I have never like they needed to like do an episode of SVU on you after that week. That was that was pretty rough.
Matt Carpenter was like building a barn in my anus that week.
Ooh.
That's an image.
Cavernous as it is.
Amish as it is.
Yes.
Patrick must have had a lot of cheese to feel that backed up.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, wait. PG-13. PG-13.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
Oof.
All right. Who's
hey, Richard, what are we doing for draft day?
Oh, that's a great question. We got to actually start scheduling like where we're meeting, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We've got like at least five or six people.
Oh, wait, I live in Wisconsin now.
You're always welcome.
Sounds like a personal problem to me.
It really is.
Hey, door's always open for you, buddy.
Hey, do you know what the high temperature was today in Wisconsin?
32.
50.
It was 7 degrees.
Oh, we were all over.
7 degrees.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Bob.
It was 83 here yesterday, Ian. Did you know that?
Sounds lovely.
Madison Bumgarner. Wow, that's a good one. I actually think that's going to be a
sleeper.
That's a good pick. I think he's going to bounce back this year.
Really old, like 38.
What? That doesn't sound right.
He's very good. I mean, the 110 RBI, I can believe it.
You could just pencil him in for 35 homers every single year.
Yeah.
Hey, was it Bumgarner?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Or Lorenzo Cain.
Yes, 100% correct.
I don't know. I do love watching him hit.
Problem with right. Nelson Cruz, though, because I had him last year. Problem with Nelson Cruz is that the DH thing in fantasy just fucks.
Whoever that person is, I hate them. That was going to be my pick.
Jose Abreu? Oof.
So, I was completely pleased with Jose Abreu last year. The only reason that he didn't get at least 100 RBI last year was because he had the hernia surgery.
I would say Jose Abreu was probably the most boring player to own in fantasy baseball.
Yeah, but it's so reliable. But even though he's boring, he's reliable.
He is insanely reliable. He is, you know, like that pair of shorts that always fits. But you know what? It doesn't look good.
Yeah, but I'm always looking for that pair of shorts, damn it.
Damn it.
It fits me well.
I'm sorry, darn it. You have to bleep a Flandersism over all of these to appease Joey.
You're right.
Idly doodly.
Dang, nabbit.
Hey, did you hear that The Simpsons is being renewed for 2 more seasons?
Look at them
go. I can't believe they still have
material. How is Michael Conforto going to get 30 home runs and 94 RBIs? I just don't understand.
I don't know. No, how is Nick Castellanos going to be a top 50 player? I don't know. I don't know how Ian's mom got laid either.
That
but
does seem like a lot for
wow. I'm sorry. What? You feeling big, huh? Since there's a couple hundred miles between us.
I'm wearing the belt. It's feel good.
Yeah,
feel
it's made of plastic.
Stop feeling good
buddy.
With the belt.
Don't get too big.
Stop using the belt to feel good. So how long?
Wait,
do we really
this middle part is made out of plastic. It feels metally.
Stop.
Absolutely is plastic.
Do we really think Justin Upton is still like this high up here?
No, I will never own him again.
I think everybody in the league has been bitten by the Justin Upton.
Yeah. I have not.
Ooh, this could be your year, James. You can
find, go.
You can experience what we've all experienced.
Justin Upton is fine in Roto, but like far as in a week to week like a head to head league, he is cancer.
Oh, speaking of the Angels, how big of an impact is Shohei Ohtani going to be this year?
Oh, man,
now, did you mean speaking of the Angels because of Upton or because of cancer?
Both.
Ooh,
good call. Everybody's leaving.
Okay.
Because people are taking forever.
Shohei Ohtani.
Out until when?
End of May? Beginning of June, maybe?
That's not
that's
terrible.
Really, but that's me.
I mean, he took that long to pick a shitty reliever?
Man, I was between him and Strasburg, but I think Strasburg's going to get injured.
Trust those instincts.
All right, James, I need help.
Okay.
I mainly need help on shitty players that you usually have, okay?
Okay, so you're going, hold on. You're going with Felipe Vasquez or AJ Pollock?
No, I'm actually going between AJ Pollock and Miguel Andujar.
Andujar, 1,000%.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah,
1,000%. Yes, that is the biggest regret I have from last year is dealing him away.
You know what I think the best move I made all year last year was?
Numbers. Kanpai.
I like Conforto a lot.
Yeah, me too. He finished out the season really strong when, despite the fact that he like had like the worst beginning ever.
Mm-hmm.
The talent's there. He just needs to actually put a full season in.
So, the best thing that I ever did last year was stealing David Peralta from Joey.
Dude,
I'm completely convinced that he's the next Paul Goldschmidt, and that's why that the Diamondbacks like Paul Goldschmidt.
I really did not want to trade him away, but you silked me. Very strong words there, sir.
You need to not listen to those words.
Did you fleece Joey, Patrick?
Oh, yeah, he got me good. Because I was going to trade, who was it, Ozuna or someone else?
Yeah, Marcell Ozuna. And everybody in the chat, in our Telegram chat, was like, oh, yeah, Ozuna's great. Oh, fuck you.
We just really didn't want you to get Peralta. We didn't want you to get Peralta. We knew what we were saying.
I know. I really wanted to trade Ozuna, and then he talked me out of it. He's like, oh, don't you want to keep Ozuna? He's much better. Da, da, da.
He is better because that's what Richard told me.
And yeah, I know that everybody powers. I didn't want you to get powerful.
I was so close to trading Azuna.
I have a question for everyone. What do we think about the Mets this year?
They're going to finish third
in the East.
You think they're third, even with Cano and Diaz?
That's optimistic. I'm picking them fourth.
Really?
Well, I mean, you've got the.
What are the three teams ahead of them?
Yeah,
the Braves, the Phillies, and the Nationals.
Yeah, I think the Nationals are going to do worse than the Mets.
Not if they re-sign Harper.
They're not going to re-sign Harper.
You don't know that.
Oh, possibility.
I do know that. Oh, it's my turn again. It's time to pick AJ Pollock, I guess.
Do it.
Do it now.
Or even better, Tommy Pham.
I don't know. Mike Clevenger's still on the board.
This Casey Hinton is pitching staff leaving and joining the draft like continuously as if to remind us to make our pick.
Between Scherzer, hey, Strasburg, and Corbin, I mean, that's a really good top three.
David Peralta. Well done, Patrick.
Yeah, their bullpen is still hot garbage, though.
Yeah, it's fine. So is the rest of the East.
Please notice that after I picked David Peralta, like a whole shit ton of people left. They rejoined, no, but the I'm just going with the narrative.
Same person who's left and rejoined.
Shut up, okay? I'm going with everybody wanted David Peralta. You can all die.
Nobody wanted him.
I just think we can all go to sleep
because die is a mean thing to say.
Sleeping bags. Those were sleeping bags.
So I'm really all in on David Peralta, but ESPN is projecting him to regress this year.
Yeah, it's a safe bet.
Yeah, it's a safe one. But like then you could kind of that's why he's a sleeper. Could be
Are you
could,
keeping could him?
Yeah, I'm totally keeping him.
You gotta keep him. He's super late. Because I picked him up out of
He's a 300 hitter, he had 30 home runs.
I didn't say it in a way that was like, oh, you shouldn't. I was just curious.
Yeah, know, he's a 19th round pick.
I always expect you to have a stacked list of
players,
so
all right. I traded away a lot of my guys.
Go down a little bit for this, but I like this guy.
Oh, man. Okay. Me and you, James, are on good terms now.
Yeah, I really liked him last year. He came out of nowhere.
He did not.
Well, because
I saw him in Columbus.
Okay, fine.
If you're in Columbus, then yes, you saw him.
Yeah.
Patrick.
That's fine.
Just remember that Jesus saves, and we started that chant in Columbus. So the hilarious thing about Aguilar is that, at least in the minor leagues, he'd strike out a bitch ton, okay?
Here's where things start to get dicey.
And the running joke was that, like, he would only hit home runs on Sundays.
I get it.
Ian, I see that you picked Springer. What's your take on Springer?
Drafting with my old school drafting mentality of power is king.
Okay. My issue is Springer let me down pretty hard last year. I also think he isn't
as bad as he was last year. So
I'm hoping that. But like for a guy who almost broke the record for like home runs and steals in the minor leagues, he hasn't stolen at all. His average has been rather shitty and getting worse each year, and last year was the worst of it all, and it's kind of starting to make me lose that shine that used to be in my eye for Springer.
I guess I am still a slave to his prospect status. Like, he is so talented, so maybe that's wrong. Maybe it's time to start thinking, like, adjusting expectations for him, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm just curious because he's right at this moment one of my keepers, but I'm really tempted to switch him with Zach Greinke.
Hey, you guys remember when Byron Buxton was supposed to be really good? And then
every year it's the same narrative.
And then he kept him. Yeah, it was great. Awesome.
Poor guy got hyped up like the max.
That was my mouth, sorry.
It's like there's one guy from Police Academy who makes all the sound effects.
So Felipe Vasquez really burned me last year, so I can't go back. That's awful.
What was
I'm gonna be really upset, Ian, if I make this pick and you don't.
Really 37 upset. Saves. How did he what happened with Vasquez with you last year? His overall numbers seem fine, but I'm sure that there were some week-by-week ones that screwed you.
His ERA blew up. Like, he like melted down midway through the season, and then he got back on it, but he just...
So it was like one of those times where it was like just at the right time to knock you out of your pitching
fingers. Yeah, it just really stunk.
Yeah.
Crap. Like, all right, well...
Look at you, Dan Heron.
Ooh, I was going to go hand.
You guys really suck at this.
I have no strategy. I'm just literally swinging at everything that's thrown at me.
God, you guys are awful at everything.
All right, my turn.
There it is.
I personally would prefer Brad Hand over Josh.
Silent all of a sudden.
All right.
Oh, you just left the draft.
This. Oh man, Joey, what happened?
Josh Hader is.
Oh, here we go. We back.
Josh Hader is a worse pitcher than Brad Hand, and Roberto Ozuna. Okay.
Roberto Ozuna
gets more talented the more violent he gets.
So essentially, what you're saying is he needs to get like a harem of women, and he'll be like Mariano Rivera.
Oh, I'm sorry, PG-13. No, we here at the League of Mediocre Gentlemen podcast condemn all forms of violence, and especially domestic violence. It's unacceptable, and there's. Yeah, super unacceptable.
So what you're condoning, Ian, is that he needs to only be violent against foreign nationals. So that it will be international violence.
That's absolutely not at all what I said, 0%.
This all sounds terrible.
But Brad Hand we condemn domestic violence, right?
Is there a bleep? Is there like a bleep long enough, or do I just play like sweet, smooth jazz over that? I took David Price, your hero, Patrick, and my traitor.
Baby.
Fucking David Price. I hate myself for picking him.
All I know is that I'm really surprised that Josh Hader was still on the board when I picked him.
How dare you? How dare you, David Price, for going to the Red Sox? How dare
pay
you?
The price?
Are you still? Are you still mad about that?
I am a little bit. I was always six years ago.
He's so mad about Will Myers being shitty in San Diego or wherever he is.
No, that's that. I'm mad at the front office for giving up that early on Will Myers.
So I posted the article about Bryce Harper having a reciprocal interest in the New York, or not New York Giants, the San Francisco Giants. And I have to say that I've been saying for weeks to people that I feel like it would be much more interesting if a big time free agent like Bryce Harper went to a smaller market team like San Francisco or Pittsburgh or San Diego or someplace where, like, really going to be the anchor of that team. Like,
really view San Francisco as a small market, though.
Yeah, it's not. So, like, here's my question is, what teams do we think are definitely not going to be able to, like,
The Padres are not going to get Harper.
Like, do you think the Twins would be into that mix or whatever? Like, I think it's interesting, but, like... Like, I don't see the Twins or Seattle or
this whole Giants thing is just a thing that Boris is pushing to try to put pressure on other teams.
Is that Harper's agent?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's been reporting that Boris has essentially started all the way down at the bottom so that he can continue to push the price up for Harper.
I mean, it's an interesting strategy.
San Francisco, while it is a major metropolitan area, I would consider their baseball team as comparable to, like, it would be between something like Washington.
I would refer to San Francisco as mid-market. Washington is a big market.
James, I took your favorite pitcher. You are...
Sean Doolittle?
The Lerner Group spends almost as much as any other team in baseball, so you can't call the Nationals a small
market. The problem with the whole market thing is it's more about the ownership group, because Seattle can spend one of the most amount of dollars in entire Major League Baseball, but Seattle is not a massive market.
Right.
So, like, I mean...
But for me, like, to think, even if they were a massive market, they have so much that they've already spent now that I just don't see their ability to pick people. Yeah, I just don't see their ability to draft someone like Harper, to sign someone like Harper.
This whole thing is getting very frustrating because I'm over here aging a year for every day that these two don't sign yet.
Like, the curse of the Phillies fan. Yeah, it's really good being a Rays fan. You don't have to worry about things like this.
The thing is, the Phillies keep building up my hopes because they signed Segura and they traded for Real Muto, and I'm just like, oh man, this is starting to look good. I'm like, what would make it perfect? A Harper or a Machado for my birthday.
Okay, how do you guys feel about Joey Gallo
this year?
This is
really creepy.
So they're moving him from first to outfield. He's going to be full-time now, but he didn't bat that well last year except for the home run category.
Doesn't Joey Gallo hit 200 every year?
He hit 212.
But he hits like he hit like 40 home runs last year.
No, I'm sorry, 206.
Joey Gallo is not my type of player.
So, he is my type of player.
So Joey Gallo, yeah, I think Joey Gallo is right up. If you patch your average enough, like or rather pad your average enough,
that does not work.
Yeah, you can. I think he's fine, but it's you've just got to be prepared for that like 212 or sub 200 average.
So here's the problem. Here's the real problem.
I'm curious, though, with him being in a consistent position this next year.
Well, yeah, that's always a great thing.
It's not going to change.
The big problem is that 40 home runs only netted him 92 RBIs.
Right.
The Rangers he hit 500 plate appearances last year, so it's not like...
Pull the trigger!
Oh, come on. When's the last time you heard of a player that hit 40 home runs and didn't top 100 RBIs? Like, that's hard to do.
I'm curious to see him in the same lineup with Matt Davidson because both of them hit for 200. So
they'll
be spending a lot
bad.
Of time on the bench.
That team is straight bad.
Yeah, so that's not a reason to stop going after. I mean, it sucks that you're not going to get the same home runs.
Because if you're going to pay the iron price for 40 home runs, you want RBIs too. Like, and so if he's not
the iron price,
right. Oh, shut the beep up.
Yeah, you said it. You obviously made the reference.
Y'all are trifling.
Hey, Ian, did you know that the belt is currently paying the iron price?
I don't know what that means.
That you can tell him to shut the beep up.
That's funny.
Oh my God. What do
hey,
I want?
Hey, Ian, draft Andrew McCutchen.
Yes.
Can I not do that?
He's on the Phillies.
He's a Philly.
He's a Philly.
Oh, wow. That makes it fine.
All right. It's got to be better than Rhys Hoskins.
I don't know about
that. God, What's the over-under on Andrew McCutchen being better than Rhys Hoskins?
Yeah,
I'm thinking Hoskins.
That's like 5%.
Whoa. I don't know about that, good sir.
All right, we're asking the wrong person here. Patrick, as an unbiased observer on the outside, what's the over-under McCutchen versus Hoskins?
So,
Ian's a Phillies fan, which means he hates the Phillies. So,
I don't know the exact over-under. However, I will say this, that when we said Andrew McCutchen and then somebody said, he's a Philly.
Jesus Christ.
I immediately began to think about how Philly is another name for an old gray horse. and that is how I view Andrew McCutchen, is a old gray female horse.
So I want you guys to know this. This is important. So
she's a Philly.
So this is important. Just so you guys know how awful my draft has been and how
much
I have.
You just picked Pat Nelson. What the hell's wrong with you?
My draft is really good so far.
You just shut the bleep up. How much I did not prepare for this. I have now picked 1, 2, 3, 4 corners. So Justin Turner and Matt Olson. My bench, because there's no spot for them to go because I picked Nelson Cruz for the utility spot.
What?
Yeah, see, that's why you don't do that. You don't listen to me.
Oh my God, Bellinger, Arenado, Bryant, Cruz in your utility, and then Turner and Molson. This is why position eligibility does matter, at least to some extent.
Scarcity doesn't matter. Eligibility absolutely does. And I have
attention. that's the hilarious thing, is that Ian is really pumping up the whole pick the best player thing. And so he does that, and he now has like 7 players.
Well, I also haven't been paying attention, and I've drank 2 glasses of wine since we started.
That's it. You
wow, you real heavy drinker there.
Hey man,
off the board. Wilson,
all that blood flow from the academy training has now.
Is that only the second catcher? Well, Gary Sanchez is off the board, but is that only the third catcher? I guess off the board so far.
Yeah, third catcher.
Oh, God, it's my turn again.
So she said,
"Come by,
Kung Pao Chicken."
Dang, that was quick.
There's a fair number of auto picks.
You're supposed to have someone pour your own sake, not do it yourself, but...
Ooh, Shohei Ohtani's 140.
There's the Ohtani question again. How you all feeling about that?
Oh, we're almost to my round. In round 13, I always make my my risky prospect pick.
Man, I really don't like the Tebow.
Swear to God, that's why Gleyber Torres is in the round he is, because 12 or 13 is when I do it.
How's everyone feeling about their like personal keepers? Because I think everyone's announced except for Joey.
Oh, and man, Reiner.
Well, we now have learned that Joey will, in fact, keep Real Muto.
Well, yeah, sure, but true. Like...
Spoilers.
Relatively speaking, my keepers are trash.
Relatively.
Yeah, I mean, I it's no doubt that like people, like there are other players in our league that have much better keepers than others, but still.
That was a very diplomatic answer.
Well, I do live in D.C., and I do volunteer for my local, you know, political organization.
Swear to God, if you bring politics into this, I will go over there and beep, 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 beep.
Sorry, Virginia is kind of on fire politically right now. So.
Yeah, so James is a huge proponent of Virginia's Democratic situation right now.
Oh, jeez.
Believe it or not, James is actually the only elf that's going to become governor.
Do not go further.
Mute him. Mute him now.
You thought past go.
I swear to God.
I did see an article the other day that said that that it was like janitor Richmond finds out that they're you know in line for governor or something like that.
Oh jeez. No, so to answer James' original question, I kind of hinted that already, but I'm not feeling 100% great with my keepers. I don't know if I'm going to keep if I should keep Springer or if I should switch him to Greinke since he's being kept in a round in the 5th round instead of the 4th, so that should be probably better value than what Springer which is at value at this point.
If Ian or Patrick would argue against this, but I have felt that the biggest theme in this draft is assurance. Yes. That like you need to be assured that you're going to have a top player. And so I have seen more people trading for guys that are keeping at the first round because they want to make sure that they are going to have a Chris Sale or a Christian Yelich or a Max Scherzer in their lineup this year. And I've seen more possibilities of people getting like a 5th or a 6th round pick for that, which I don't think is necessarily a bad trade. I actually think that you guys set the precedent really early with the Machado trade, but still, I've seen that assurance being this something that people are seeking. So I have been telling Richard privately, and I don't mind even saying this out openly, that like Zach Greinke needs to be his top priority over Springer because of the way that the pitching market looks, especially in the earlier rounds.
That's what's worried me is how much pitching has like been locked up at this point. And I'm not as super confident with Kluber as I used to be. So Greinke would at least give me a little bit more security.
Make a pick.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, so I can do my wild card pick.
Wow, hopefully I won't regret. I probably shouldn't share my draft strategy, so I won't.
Oh, I don't have a draft strategy, but I'm actually really enjoying the position I'm in because.
Oh, I'm glad someone is.
Well, if you think about it,
Kirby Yates,
we have a priority that Libby's going to pick Harper in the very first round, so that leaves me with my pick of either Blackman, Kershaw, or Goldschmidt. And those are three drastically different like directions I can go in. And that's
going to be round dramatically.
Huh?
It's going to affect the third round dramatically, depending on who he picks because of how different those players are. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, James.
No, you're good. You're good. I mean, I keep Stanton in the second round. So basically my first round pick is going to influence the next two rounds as it goes. So I haven't made up my mind yet. It's kind of hard to know, but you just really have to be forward thinking enough to see like who's going to be left in the third or fourth or a handful of guys that you might project to go where you're picking.
I need to go through and start marking people off, but I think that
If I'm not able to get a solid ace pretty quickly, then I might be punting, starting pitching, and going relievers.
Who's your keepers again, Ian? I'll have the thing up.
Oh, fuck if I remember. Machado, Baez, Hader.
I can pull it up. I got on my phone.
Doolittle. Hey.
Weird question.
Bellinger and Adams.
Why did you get possession of Machado?
Or Adames, yeah.
When did you get possession of Machado?
What do you mean, why?
No, traded. When did you get him?
Oh, I traded
me.
Patrick.
Harper and seven.
Harper and seven.
That's right, okay. Wow. You traded a seven.
Okay, so...
But after I got a fifth round for Scherzer.
Okay.
I'm set up pretty well. I really enjoy my keepers this year.
Yeah, you got Jose Altuve, Verlander, Torres, Martinez, Peralta, and Flaherty.
I like my hitting keepers. I have like literally nothing pitching except for relievers. So,
you know, I like this pick. I'm going to do it because I think that he's going to be decent this year.
Trusted instincts. Steven Piscotty.
Piscotty.
Okay. I woke up in a new Piscotty.
I have no complaints with that.
Oh man,
oh,
this
someone
one
picked
will,
up. Oh,
this one's gonna get Patrick all bothered because I know that he hates this guy. Oh no, I can't because it's another third baseman.
Stop picking corner infielders.
You're gonna pick Rafael Devers, weren't you?
I was.
Oh, I hate Rafael Devers.
I know.
God. Yeah, so do you know that Alex Cora made this like bounty system for Devers, where if he stopped swinging at out of the strike zone pitches, you get these little like Chuck E. Cheese tokens, and like you could turn in the Chuck E. Cheese tokens for like free dinners and bullshit. Like I'm not even making this stuff up.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Because like they can't like reward home runs with money and whatnot because against the collective bargaining. And so instead they like give him a reward and he can like just like Chuck E. Cheese, he can turn it in for like free dinner and all and like
five?
Other prizes. Yes. Yes, he is. He's a fucking idiot. Like, I fucking hate Rafael Devers.
Every year this guy slips further than he should.
All right.
Andrews?
Yeah.
All right, James.
I'm gonna reach a little bit.
You son of a bitch! That was my next pick!
There is no reaching in the 15th round.
Buster Posey. RIP. Damn it, I gotta reach.
James, that should be the name of your team.
RIP.
No reaching a little bit.
I hate everything.
I'm just waiting for James to pick Otani.
No, not this year.
I'm waiting for it. It's going to happen.
Well played, James. Well played.
Oh, you did Robbie Ray. I was going to pick him.
Yeah.
You did me dirty.
All right, bud.
Oh, man. The MVP, well, one of the MVPs of the finals last year, and I have to give him respect now, Mr. Adalberto Mondesi.
I remember when he got called up, and the hype around that guy just didn't come to fruition.
Are you kidding? He won me the championship last year. No joke.
Did he?
He got so hot in that last week.
Yeah, at that point, my team decided to take a nap for the last, like, week and a half.
However, you may be right. I mean, I really don't know. All I know is that he was, like, heating up, and I picked him up because I needed a middle infielder, and he got me some hits.
Oh, my pitching's not all that awful.
Go for the corner infielder or an infielder. Damn it, James. I wanted that Posey.
We're going to do the whole thing, and then we're going to talk about it. And then we're going to talk about how my team is the best.
Sure.
I hate myself.
Hey, baby, what did you just do?
Scope.
Hi. Oh, he's on Minnesota this year? Woof.
Baby.
But they've got that new. They've got that new coach this year.
Yeah, we'll see. It's. I'm not putting too much stakes into a coach change for hitting, but you never know.
Hey, Ian.
Yes.
Who do you think's going to hit more home runs this year, Rhys Hoskins or Cesar Hernandez?
Hoskins.
Well, of course, Joey picks Hoskins because he picked him like the second round.
Hoskins as well.
Obviously, Hoskins.
Really?
Yes.
Hernandez is not a power hitter.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we saw from Hoskins last year, Hoskins is more of like a strikeout hitter.
Yeah, but he still gets the home runs. You can strike out and still hit home runs. Hernandez doesn't strike out, and he doesn't hit those home runs.
Hold on. Time out. I didn't realize that Wilmer Flores went to Arizona, and Jay Bruce went to Seattle.
Yeah, kind of a quiet
Seattle in the trade. That's right.
All right. This time I will not be denied. Wilson Ramos. New York Mets.
Buffalo.
Oh, man. Wilson Ramos, he's my jam.
The Buffalo.
That's right.
Buffalo is chicken. Schwarber any good?
He is now that he's ranked appropriately. Like, this is the round. This is where he should. This is where he belongs. He was
I'm
not
hoping that
good.
Furious Typing is doing research on
if
Schwarber.
If you had him at like the third round, like people didn't last like 2 years or whatever, then no, he's not that good. But at round 15, yeah, that's absolutely fine for a Kyle Schwarber.
Man, I need outfielders like nobody's business, and there's no good outfielders.
I don't think he's good defensively, though, but he'll put the numbers in terms of power and, like, accounting stats.
Well, I mean, it's round 15, so fuck it.
This is where you pick your players with the flaws. Shohei Ohtani. You got your Asian! Team We Hate Asians has picked Shohei Ohtani. Well,
hey, Ian, I can't pick Shohei Ohtani anymore.
Oh, I know you're so upset.
I mean,
crying. Technically, he's my second Asian because I got Paul Goldschmidt.
Oh my gosh,
James! What you need to know is half of
he's
these
a Jewish
says
Asian, okay?
Is just to see if you'll do what he says he won't do.
Any guy with gold in his last name has to be a Jewish.
Jesus!
All right, hold on. Let me look it up.
PG-13
you guys,
it up, please.
Hold on.
At this point, it's not racist because Patrick has insulted every single race.
The League of Mediocre Gentlemen podcast do not endorse anti-Semitism in any way.
I didn't say it was anti-Semitism.
Come by.
All right. So here's the deal.
Oh, he's an evangelical Christian. God damn it. But he has Jewish as well as European ancestry, according to Wikipedia.
Yeah, of course.
So
we all have Jewish
all.
And some sort of European ancestry in us.
Fuck you all. Well, his last name's Goldschmidt. He's got... Oh, never mind.
Wow. That is the most racist thing you could think of, though, is the fact that Gold and Schmidt equals...
This will be the last episode we ever air.
Oh, you know how many times we've said that?
Okay, I'm going to have to hop off soon because I have an event in the morning, but I want our team rating. What are our thoughts on my team so far?
All right, let me take a look.
Hold on, Brock.
So you've got Freeman, Albies, Jose Ramirez, Corey Seager, Brian Dozier, Ian Desmond, Rhys Hoskins, AJ Pollock, Joey Gallo, Corey Kluber, Noah Syndergaard, Blake Trenton, Steven Strasburg, Ken Giles. I combined those two names together.
And Robbie Ray.
What's your team name?
Humbly.
Of course.
I think that's literally the only complaint I have about your team is your title could be more clever.
So
I'll see what I can do.
If your pitching is doing everything right, it's so dirty.
Yeah. You got a lot
so I'm also thinking I might use Strasburg as trade bait too in this particular situation.
It's only trade bait to James.
I really don't.
No, you got Andrew Heller too.
I was about to say, like, Heller is a bigger Nats fan than I am.
Yeah.
Sorry,
go ahead, Ian.
I really don't like Dozier.
Why don't you like Dozier?
I really don't like Seager.
Because I owned
Dozier
him last year.
But Dozier in the middle infield position, that's not bad if he's got Albies over there in second.
Plus,
I think he has sneakily one of the best infields because Freeman, Albies, and Ramirez.
Yeah,
make up for the flaws of Seager and Dozier.
You are going to probably
his outfield's trash though. His outfield might be the worst outfield I've ever seen in my life.
Because I got Hoskins over there.
You are going to lose average every week.
I think that's the thing. Yeah, you've punted average successfully, but you might win a lot of the counting stats.
God, Joey Gallo.
So, and if you're gonna punt that hard on average, you better make sure that you're getting the RBIs and homers. And I don't know that you're. Mm-hmm. Quite there. You're close. So you're definitely competitive. Your pitching, I think, is great.
You need to stay on the thing for you to pick 156 and get Kyle Schwarber, and that will make your punt complete.
Yeah, true. Because you'll get a lot more of the counting stats and still keep killing the average.
Stop it! It's already dead.
So the only thing
it's
I have to say is, so I have some serious question marks about Corey Kluber. I still love the guy, but like last year, I think I started to see the cracks forming, and this year, a lot of his like fastball velocity has dropped a little bit, and he stopped using his tried and true like pitches that he's been doing. So I think this might be his last big year. Syndergaard already shows that we have a lot of question marks on him. Same with Strasburg. So, like, as James says, if they're all operating on, like, full cylinders, you got one of the best pitching, like, 1-2-3s in the league. But because of the fact that they all have question marks, if they all end up becoming, like, very bad, then it's going to hurt so much. I think it's weird to say this, but Robbie Ray is probably the only, like, solid pitcher. And I would never
consistent,
thought I would say
yeah.
yeah, I just never would have thought I'd say that 3 years ago. But, so, I think that depending on the coin flip, your team could be extremely competitive if your pitchers are firing all cylinders. But I think the consistency, it's very volatile. So that's just my take on at least the pitcher side. But other than that,
Francisco Lindor.
James took my reliever.
Damn it, James. Took his reliever. Wade Davis? Or Corey Niebel?
I was going Corey.
Yeah.
Who has Francisco Lindor on their real fantasy?
I'm not going Schwarber.
Brooke does.
Is she keeping him?
I mean, I would assume so.
It's a Cub.
She most certainly should.
I mean, like the keepers, Brooke please. Really loves everything about Francisco Lindor.
Yeah, well,
like,
if I wasn't here, she would probably be on her knees sucking his dick right now.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
That's actually, you know what? That sounds like an exaggeration, but I could.
Brooke is sitting behind me, and she said, "Yeah, I would." That's exactly what she said.
Oh, before
Francisco
before
Lindor, if you're listening, you're on one of the cheat lists.
Before we get Brooke on keepers, can we please get Libby to announce our keepers? Cause...
Oh, man, yeah.
Please.
Oh, shit.
Every year we do this, we need to set an earlier deadline.
Well, actually, I'm really proud because Mark actually put his keepers in earlier than
I know.
Usual.
Yeah, but he's also still giving Libby a hard time.
Yeah, because he's half, like, coaching her and half, like, trying to figure this out.
Although I am excited for him, he is expecting a child around our draft day.
Yeah, he could be a very legendary draft if he ends up drafting during delivery. Oh god, his fight's gonna kill him. All right, Patrick, who are you picking?
Oh, Joey left. Bye, Joey.
R.I.P. Joey.
Of course, it would be James. Never mind.
Jose Martinez. All right. Oh, Joey ended up picking Dylan Betances before he lives. That's not bad. That's actually fine.
So, like, in a standard league, it's a pretty bad pick, though, right? Like, it's kind of the same way with Hader. Is that
you can see
Hader it. Isn't really all that valuable in a standard league.
No,
right?
In a league without holds, like, he has value because he can help you in your ratios, but past that.
Hey, everyone, can you see me in the Discord?
Yes.
Yes.
How do you like my beard?
It's going in nicely.
You look like the future governor of Virginia.
Oh, jeez.
I like the beard. Beards are
the scandal.
Always good.
Yeah. It's coming in even. I like it.
Oh, no. It's trimmed up. It looks like has a bunch of holes in it.
Yeah. Well, according to the camera,
that's the good thing
even.
About the trim.
I trimmed it this morning.
I guess it's time.
Looks very nice. I like
Thank
it.
Thank you.
You look like you lost a little weight there, James.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just trying to be nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
He's saying that because he wants you to tell him he's lost a little bit of weight.
No, I'm not doing that.
Patrick, anymore. You look great with the belt around your waist, but don't get used to it.
Oh, baby.
All these
I don't
players.
Know if you want this belt after I'm done with it.
Who has Goldschmidt on their real team?
No Richard. One. He's,
Fine. I'll take Renfro. God damn it, I hate myself.
Richard, but he can't keep him, right?
Yeah,
Richard, are you keeping? You're not keeping Goldschmidt.
Between Paul Goldschmidt and Mike Trout, who do you think I should keep?
So Ian, yes. It's between Kershaw and Goldschmidt for me. So I hope you,
Are you really gonna pick Goldschmidt in the first round?
I mean, it doesn't matter to me. Like five of you have picks, six of you have picks before me. So like, neither of them are making it to me.
So that's the thing, and that's what I was talking in Telegram earlier, is about, I think the biggest sweepstakes is who's going to pick Goldschmidt. Because in my opinion, I think Goldschmidt in the first round is a really bad idea.
In any draft, yes, he'd be a bad pick. But in our draft, like, that's a fine. Like, we're basically starting in the fourth round ish.
This is the year that things start to get interesting, though, because Altuve's getting kicked back too, right?
No, he's being kept.
I'm keeping him.
Oh, never mind.
No, if he threw him back, I would most certainly keep him. I would most certainly draft him. Sorry.
Well, yeah, okay, but any hoozles.
So for me,
Harper's getting kicked back. That's the one.
Yeah, but Libby's gonna grab him.
Well, we don't know. Libby might be keeping Rizzo.
And Richard, are you kicking Kluber? No, you're not.
He went to the bathroom.
Kluber's still pretty good keeper value.
Yeah, I don't really care about any players right now.
So for me, I have
Will Hamels time.
I have two pitchers, two outfielders, and one reliever. So the fact of the matter is that if I pick Kershaw, then I'm really stacked at pitching. But if I get Goldschmidt, then I'm on my way to And I don't know.
It's just not a whole lot of value there, in my opinion, because like you're essentially buying him. Like I get the whole fourth round thing, but that's not really I've begun to realize that that's not really the correct way to look at it, because like everybody around you is essentially picking first round players. Yes, they're keeping them, but like they're picking them. It's just right. They've already picked them. And so essentially what you're doing between the picks of Mike Trout and Jose Altuve is picking a guy that you hope is going to return to where he should be. And that's not really what I want to do with my first round pick.
Yeah, but who else do you have to, like, what other choices do you have in that first round pick that you would
Clayton Kershaw.
The first four people on the board after keepers are Harper.
Oh, man.
Blackman. So
either Freeman or Lindor have to get kicked back, right?
Yeah, Freeman what? Probably would get kicked back, I think.
That's interesting.
I don't know. Yeah, Freeman.
I didn't think about that.
Brooke loves Francisco Lindor. There's no way she's kicking him back.
All right. Well, all right. I have to leave the draft because I'm being summoned. My time is up.
Yeah. Fine. Right. We're at the Ian, you got your last pick. Who's it going to be?
Are we just like ending the podcast here? What's going on?
No. We can, for us who are actually able to stay, we can keep talking. But
all right. Well, I don't know if I really want to hang out.
All right. Just because Ian's leaving doesn't mean that doesn't mean the party's over, guys.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys later.
Ian picked Kyle Seager, third baseman.
He's a pick.
So like I think that there's going to be a few options there. It's just I don't know.
Do you really think that Freeman's going to be sent back?
Freeman?
Who?
Freddie Freeman?
I mean, for Brooke, it's between Freddie Freeman and Francisco Lindor. Like, see, that's the thing is that, like, if I had the first overall pick, would I keep Anthony Rizzo? The answer would be no.
But you know? Why is it between Lindor and Freeman? Are they both keeping at round one?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
It's as far as I know.
Yep. Freeman has I think Freeman. Hang on.
Freeman is like a first round pick every year.
Freeman was actually drafted last year in the first round.
Right. He's Brooke. Like he's pretty much drafted every
and
year.
And Lindor has now officially inflated up to the first round. So
yep.
Brooke now has to make that hard decision. If it was me, I might. Oh, man, that's tough. They're totally different players.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right.
I might pick Freeman, maybe. But, God, that's so close.
That's interesting. I didn't realize that. See, yeah. I've been telling Joey the wrong thing.
Yeah, right? So now Freeman, with Freeman, Goldschmidt, and all these other players, like not, like that just throws another wrench into the who would you pick with who's remaining.
Yeah, that's interesting. Jeez. I don't know who to pick. This is awful.
I don't have a first-round pick, so mine is Mike Trout. Hey-yo! Come by! And that's the last of the sake.
I mean, I guess the other way to look at it, though, James, is like if you have a keeper that would be a first round pick anyway, like for me, I have JD Martinez, who's not being kept in the first round but would be a first round pick otherwise.
Right.
Like, you can kind of take a few more chances with who you would either pick or keep in the first round. But even still, like, I don't know. Because if I threw Altuve back, which, as you know, I was kind of thinking about doing, the whole prospect was between Christian Yelich and, I guess, either Freddie Freeman or Clayton Kershaw. And I was kind of inclined with that because I was like, well, I'd be okay with Yelich, but I really wouldn't be happy with Kershaw or Freddie Freeman over, or Paul Goldschmidt, definitely Paul Goldschmidt for that matter, over Jose Altuve, you know?
Well, I certainly...
Because he did not say that in our Telegram chat. He was like, I think Goldschmidt's a better player over Altuve because he hits more home runs. And I'm like, but you're not...
He is a better player.
But you wouldn't pick him in your first round. He's like, that's correct. It, nope, it's like that SpongeBob sketch, which is like, is this your wallet? No, it's not my wallet. But it has your ID in it. Yep. Is this you and this idea? Yep. And this... And
my logic here is sound, and you're just being a dick.
No, I see the point of Altuve. Like, he's a better all-around player, and in a league where we are trying to win multiple stats, I can see Altuve being a more serviceable player in the first round. But for me, what's difficult to choose from is, do I want to get a position player that's going to help get me away from what I already have, which is starting pitching and outfield? Or if I pick Kershaw, suddenly my pitching is really good.
Well, then you have assets to trade.
Right. But at this early in the season, am I really thinking about what I'm going to trade? Or am I looking at starting out strong?
And I think you kind of do both with that. Like, and so I don't think you necessarily have a wrong choice. Like, I can hear the Goldschmidt argument. It's just for my taste. And I've already said I'm not going to say it again. But, like it's just not my thing.
Right.
It's just like, I've definitely gone into seasons where I knew that I had, like, two more premier, say, starting pitchers than I needed, just because of how the draft fell, and like with complete intention within the first couple months of trading at least one of them. So I mean, it's just all how it falls, I guess.
For me, I'm also thinking about the number of players that I like further down the draft that I think are much more valuable than where they're ranked.
You, Darvish.
So I'm essentially thinking about, like, these players that are past round 100 and thinking, oh, wow, I could really use them and I could get them dirt cheap. Granted, knowing that they would go several rounds before round 10. Mm-hmm. 12 players, and the nature of our draft. So I have a lot of scenarios to think through, and I'm actually really excited about it. I just don't know where I'm going to go.
So for me, I don't know if I've talked about this before, but for me, I usually only strictly plan a few specific things, because after you get, so what I do is I plan the first three or four rounds or so. Then I plan on when I'm going to get a catcher, and then I plan on what prospects I'm looking to target in the middle rounds.
Patrick and I and are kind of rivals on when to grab that catcher. I guess I don't have to because I'm keeping my... Oh, thank God.
There you go. And so it's like... So otherwise, for me, it's just way too many variables, and it makes me go fucking crazy. And so I just kind of limit it to those three categories: prospects, catcher, and then the first three or four rounds or so, and then let everything else ride, like just see what's on the board and take it.
Well, for me last year, my strategy was to plan out my first four rounds. Mm-hmm. And apparently I made a lot of wrong choices,
Richard,
because I...
What
are you ready, Richard? I'm listening, James.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, now I'm all snack.
Austin Meadows. I have reservations about him. I want to like him, but I just doubt him too much that I don't.
How is Luke Voigt still on the board?
Who the hell is Luke? Oh, from the.
I mean, he's still further down. I mean,
he's really far down, that's why.
He had like 330 this year, last year.
No, he didn't.
He did.
How many at bats?
150.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay, but still, come on. Come on, Richard. Like, he still hit 330, like, for the time that he was there. He was super high.
He still hit 15 home runs and all that stuff. And I do
need to remember. He did a really amazing.
All right. I took Luke Voigt. You happy?
Yes.
Mr. Pushy? I bought the watch in the alley.
And my first four rounds. And, like, the two rounds that got me, that were the most controversial in our league, were 3 and 4. So I took Jose Abreu in the first round, which I knew I won because I knew that he was one of the most consistent fantasy performers out there.
Yeah.
But round 3, I took Shohei Ohtani based on where I was in the draft. I knew that if I waited until 4, he would be gone.
It's possible. It was really weird with Shohei Ohtani because Patrick was like screwing with me so hard when we were doing like the whole like what players expansion teams get, and he wanted to have open free agents because of the Shohei Ohtani like thing, and I was like, that seems ridiculous, and it made it sound like he was gunning for him, and then nobody drafted him until you did, and I was just like,
I picked him in the third round, and at that point that was the long round. So, like, I had draft spot number 10. So I was picking him 10th in the third round, and I figured if I didn't get him then Ian would have two opportunities to draft, and I knew that Ian would take the risk on him too. Tim, and then this fourth round, I picked Jake Lamb because I thought the results from last year were great. It could only get better, and he was awful. Really awful. It may have just been one of those things where I was like, I really like this player and I'm going to pick him. And it just didn't pay off for me.
Yeah, I think I think you got blindsided by your own love for Jake Lamb. I think Lamb is a fun player to root for, but I think it's a different.
It was such a great joke, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it
was mostly about your reaction that you were afraid that everyone else saw the same thing you did. And
it's so true.
And so, like, that just built up the hype a little bit more, was, like, that you, like, went out of your way to draft Jake Lamb, and then, like, everyone else were like, we thought we were going to grab, that you had your eyes on somebody, like, more mainstream. Like,
actually good.
Well, just mainstream. Like, we were very surprised by the reaction.
Yeah, well, when you say those kind of things, it's some like splashy prospect or something like that.
Yeah,
and like we'd still kind of like rib you on the idea of picking somebody, so like some prospect or something so early, but just like, wait, what?
Yeah, I just got caught up in admiring him the year before, and I wanted to trade Max for him the year before, and it didn't happen. It was kind of tough.
Well, I think I've said this to, I don't know if I've said this to you, James.
I'm going to draft him this year, just so you know.
I've always said, like, that James is a Nats fan through and through, but he's, like, when it comes to him being a homer, he's a homer for players, and, like, will end up, like, really getting, like, into the narrative of certain guys, for better or worse. And Jake Lamb was, like, one of your perfect examples, was, like, you just happened to get really caught up in his performance of the year before, and then Jake Lamb kind of disappointed, deserve your love.
That's my biggest fear this year for someone like Juan Soto, because last year I could have to the highest bidder, and I chose not to because, one, I felt that a player
James, but did you say Juan or Juan?
Okay.
I really wanted to go for that one.
I just felt that, like, one, you had the opportunity to keep a guy for the remainder of his career.
Yep.
And so I felt like that was a unique opportunity that I personally didn't want to give up. Because, like, drafted Mike Trout or picked him off a free agency. Like, I wanted the opportunity to have a guy that I believed in that I could keep for a long time and then trade when I was ready. But also, too, like, I could see me off of a guy like that, which I've never done before in this league. So it was... I'm a little scared that he's going to have the sophomore slump.
It's possible, but if you... So, like, the difference between getting caught up in a guy and being scared of him is, like, if you... So long as you don't reach for the guy to the point where, like, you bypass players that were consistently more reliable, then you should be fine. Because if you grab Soto and you anticipate a certain decline with another player to pad him, another player that, like, say, if Soto, because I'm not too familiar with Soto, but I think if, say, his average were to go down or something, and that was your worry, then you could, like, pad him with someone who has a very extreme average but might not do as much on the home run side or something. And then that way you at least kind of ensure that you can have your Soto, but then also have the same stats week by week. And if you don't draft Soto, like, too far ahead, then you'll still have a couple of those guys that in that draft to be able to, you know, perform off of. Ah, crap. Yeah, this sounds fine. Marco Gonzalez in the 20th round, 23rd round. Oh boy. Speaking of Jake Lamb, he's finally showing up.
Don't say.
Yeah. Let me see. I still need an outfielder, and I need two benches. So let's go see what outfielders are available. All
right, Richard. My wife is calling me to take off my belt, so I'm gonna have to duck out, I think.
So once the belt comes off, you have to stop drafting.
Something like that.
Oh man! All right. Well,
this fun podcast. Thank you.
Yep. No, you're thank you guys. This is typical mock draft where people dip out at random times. So.
Aye.
I'm perfectly fine with ending it. James, I'm going to have to end this now because it's getting late. It's now 12:30 at our time. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna go watch the Big Mouth Valentine's Day special.
Nice. I'm gonna go. I don't know what I'm about to do, but I'll probably get ready for bed or something. Who knows? Probably start actually editing this podcast.
Say hi to Lacey for me.
James, thank you so much for coming on. Patrick, Ian, and Joey aren't here for me to say thank you, but obviously when they do listen, if they listen, sometimes, you know, time gets in the way. Then I want to say thank you to them. Here's my last closing notes. So, whew. If anyone has any emails, questions, concerns, criticisms, what have you, you can email us at leagueofmediocregentlemen@otnmedia.org. We also have a Twitter. It's at the LOMG podcast. There will be a Discord link in the description, but you'll have to go to the OTN website to find it, the Overtime Network website, unless your podcast app lets you click on links. Mine doesn't, but who knows. And then last but not least, there's Twitch streams every Tuesday and Thursday night at 8 p.m. Mine is usually at 8:30 because of time constraints, so on Tuesdays at 8:30 is mine. But Monday is the Level Up podcast with John and Joey, I believe also at 8 p.m. So that will be live recorded. And that's pretty much it. James, any last words before ending?
Nope.
All right. Well, then, thank you again. And from everyone here at League of Mediocre Gentlemen, have a good night and stay at least mediocre level.